This is 88.5 GPB Atlanta. I'm Ricky Bevington. The race to become Atlanta's next mayor is at a bit of a standstill today. Here's where things are after yesterday's runoff election between two Atlanta City Council women. Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms leads independent Mary Norwood by 759 votes. Norwood says it is not over, and she is calling for a recount. GPB's Stephen Fowler and intern Maura Curry have been covering the election, and they join me now in the studio. Thanks to you both for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
So, Maura, you were at the Bottoms campaign last night. The race has not been called, but Bottoms has the most votes, and she did give a victory speech. What exactly does this mean?
So she absolutely did give a victory speech, and Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed introduced her as such.
Please rise to your feet as I present Keisha Lance Bottoms, my successor, the 60th mayor of the city of Atlanta.
By all accounts at the Bottoms camp last night, it seemed like her win was a finalized conclusion, and her campaign and her supporters celebrated that way. But under Georgia law, a second-place candidate in a runoff is allowed to request a recount if the difference between the vote counts is under 1%. Keisha Lance Bottoms ended up ahead within that margin. So as she gave her victory speech downtown, Mary Norwood was announcing in Midtown that she would request a recount.
And Stephen, you spent the evening at the Norwood campaign. What was her reasoning for making this request?
So as it turns out, there is something about Mary in runoff elections. She lost to current Mayor Kasim Reed by about 700 votes in 2009. And here's what Norwood had to say about the margin this time.
My opponent received 46,400. She beat us 46,464. It's 759 votes difference.
Norwood is wanting to wait until all of the provisional and military ballots are counted and is asking for the recount again like she did in 2009. The mood in the ballroom there wasn't quite defeated, but it wasn't elated either. After the announcement about the recount, Norwood left the stage to the song This Girl Is On Fire, but it was more of a slow burn at that point.
Maura, the city of Atlanta has been run by an African-American Democrat for more than four decades. This race saw almost an end to that era. What are party leaders saying about the state of Democrats in Atlanta?
It's worth noting about the way Atlanta runs its mayoral race that it's technically nonpartisan, so candidates don't have to declare a party to run, and there's no primary to determine the nominees. But Bottoms has never been shy about being a Democrat, and it was very clear last night that she had the support of establishment Democrats in Atlanta and across the state. So throughout this campaign, the Democrats have absolutely used party identity as ammunition against Mary Norwood, who's an independent with ties to both parties.
Stephen, you have been following the possibility that Norwood could become the first white mayor in four decades for a while now. So what are some of the experts saying about the city's political direction because of this election?
So I talked to Emory political scientist Andra Gillespie, and she says although the city is still majority black, the demographics have shifted in the city. Atlanta's black population has dropped from about 60% in 2000 to around 52% now. And no culture, political party, or identity group is a monolith, but the makeup of Atlanta is a lot more diverse than when Kasim Reed took office 8 years ago. Gillespie says those demographic shifts become even more important when trying to win elections in 2020 and beyond.
And I think the challenge for the next election would be to figure out a way to harness the diversity in ways that are actually helpful and help promote unity, and to, you know, try to figure out a way to not do that in a divisive fashion.
And as evidenced by more than a dozen candidates from multiple races running in the general election, there's clearly not a consensus on the best way to move the city forward. Additionally, with looming federal corruption charges in the current administration, many voters are just looking for a change from the last 8 years with Kasim Reed. And some of that change is coming in. The city council president and several city council members are brand new. Democrats are picking up more seats in the state legislature, and a new governor will take office next year. But one thing is for certain. Politically, this is not the same Atlanta from 40 years ago by any stretch of the imagination.
GPB Stephen Fowler and Maura Curry, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.